USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress has reached an agreement on the National Defense Authorization Act, which would finalize the military budget for 2023. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is happy an agreement could be reached.
Like on this bill, neither party has any standing to demand unrelated goodies in exchange for doing our job and funding defense.
There was disagreement over several items in the bill, including fast-track approval for a new pipeline and the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for troops. At least two people are injured after a shooting at a Georgia Walmart. Cobb County Police, northwest of Atlanta, tweeted there are several injuries. However, they say it's not an active shooter situation and there's no threat to the public. Apple is planning to significantly expand its encryption practices as a way to ward off hackers and protect iCloud data. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.